Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Atlanta! What's going on? It is Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
Hey, man!
Mike Bell, the countdown is on. Next Thursday night, it is going down. The NFL draft, guys, we are almost there. And let's be honest, most of you, like us, don't know what the hell the Falcons are going to do. We know what we want them to do, but we don't know what they're going to do on Thursday night. And today, Mike, I got a phone call with one of these teams that's looking maybe to make a deal, right? And in the city, should I say, not from the team. That would be unusual. But unless
you're doubling as an assistant general manager, yeah, you haven't told us.
But a radio station called me. Believe it or not, this kind of made me laugh. But they called me today and they were like, hey, we'd love to talk with you. And so, you know, everybody wants to know what everybody else is doing. And right. The point is, this was in Washington. And I said, at 19, everybody keeps thinking that your owner is going to screw up and make a stupid move and try to give up everything to get to four. And so, again, we've talked about Washington. But really, this is the crazy thing, guys. And we got to talk about the Hawks and the Braves, and we'll certainly get to all of that. But today, with literally, you know, next Thursday, we'll come in here and we'll be crazy. I don't really know if anybody knows what Terry Fontenot and what our head coach Arthur Smith thinks, Mike.
No, as we said, we've gone round and round, and today at 5, I will give you what I will do, finally.
Oh, I can't wait. Chris, are you ready, Chris? I can't wait till 5 o'clock today.
Well, I gave a hint. There's a hint out there at Mike Bell ATL. There's a little hint out there, if you can find it.
5 o'clock.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of foreshadowed it, but the only thing which is the monkey with the wrench on this deal for guys, and I was talking today, it was funny, I was at the gym, want to give a shout out to Trey, I don't want to say where he's in law enforcement, but it's here in metropolitan Atlanta, but anyway, good dude, big listener of the show. And he's also a season ticket holder for the Falcons, too, going all the way back to Fulton County Stadium with his family and his grandfather. He wanted me to shout out. But he was saying, what if the Jets take Fields? And I heard Andy and Randy talking about that earlier today. What if the Jets and the Zach Wilson thing is hogwash? Then are you prepared to take Zach Wilson? See, to me, if Fields is taken by the 49ers, let alone the Jets, I got to trade back at 4. I've got to trade back. I love Pitts. I think that's an interesting proposition for this team. But I crunched the numbers. And, Carl, you know me. I'm really, really not good at crunching numbers. So I went and I found a really cool piece. It was printed about 6 years ago from a couple of economists who looked at the NFL draft over like a period of almost a decade. We get more value and we fix more things by trading back. This team cannot be fixed in one off season. So there's two ways real quick, and I'll get out of this. I know it's cool. I'm getting wonkish again. Carl, if you believe that I do, this team cannot be fixed with one draft. Some would say, well, why not then just take a quarterback regardless if he's going to sit? And I get that. But I still think there's more value in moving back in the draft and maximizing the picks.
Okay, so here's the other part of this, and since you're getting wonkish and we're talking about the
which
numbers,
is not my strong suit. You know, I don't like wonkish or people that get wonky.
Listen, I think this is just a part of where we are in the conversation. I mean, we could talk about the players, but there are other factors that will play into what your team does. Okay, not just the Falcons. This is across the board. With the Falcons right now, okay, looming in the background is still our salary cap issue. And I want to be clear on this, okay? When you get outside of the top 10, which we currently are, we're sitting at 4, the cap drop significantly when you're talking about the kinds of players and the salary commitment that you're going to be committed to. And the reason why I point this out is for everybody that wants to move back and acquire more picks, You're still paying those guys, okay? Right. That still has to be accounted for under your salary cap. We are barely under the cap as we speak right now. Now, that's not to say, and Mike, I really think June 1, there's a big move coming. I don't know who it's going to be. I don't know what's going to happen because it won't hurt the team as much as if they were to make that move now. So they still have time to figure that out. But my point is all these picks you're acquiring, guys.
You got to pay for them.
You got to pay for them. So if you're like, yeah, let's get 45 picks, you're not getting that. We have currently. And if you're just talking about swapping a first rounder and adding a second and a future first, that's fine, maybe. But I just want to be clear about that, Mike, because as we talk about this, everybody thinks there's an unlimited amount of money for this, and there isn't. This all has to fall under our cap.
But as I told you,
never won the Super Bowl with Julio.
We're not. But I told you at the end of the show yesterday, I mean, there's picks that are protected, picks that you cannot use, compensatory picks. There's some that you can't use. But as far as trading back, there's also a chance to get back up if there are guys that you've earmarked in the second or third round. So you can actually move up and you can take and you can shed some salary that way, too, as far as how many picks you're accumulating. As I said, there's more than one way to skin the cat in the later rounds. Middle late rounds. Yes, yeah. Said that yesterday.
All right.
So and again, I'm just not locked in. I mean, again, you guys don't. For all we know, and I was talking about this today at the gym with Trey. JT Wilson could become the next big thing in this next season. You don't know who next year's big quarterback is going to be. I cannot.
Who's JT Wilson?
I'm sorry.
I mean, seriously,
he's my imaginary friend, JT Daniels. JT Daniels with Georgia.
Okay, gotcha.
No, I'm sorry, I misspoke. It's a 5-hour show.
It's all good, bro. I didn't know who that was. I was like, who's that?
I don't know. I'll have to look it up. Usually if I do that, it's somebody I went to high school with or it's a guitarist for a heavy metal band. But JT Daniels, what if this guy becomes the big thing? You know, what if this guy puts together this crazy, and then we'll have people talking about him as a technically not homegrown because he's from California, but a local kid that Georgia fans are digging.
But are you going to have a fourth pick next year? A top three pick next year?
Well, this is the thing I was talking about today at the gym. So I guess we're going 11-5 this year. Is that what you're telling me? We're going to be picking the bottom of the draft this year? 2022, we're going to have to move up 20 spots to get the guy we want? No, we're not. We're not going anywhere this year.
You get that, Chris? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We have plenty to talk about, as you can see. Find us on social media. Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up. See Dukes. The radio show is Dukes and Bell, 929. And this radio station is 929 The Game. All right, we got to shift gears. We're going to get back to the football conversation. Don't worry. And if you want to chime in, you can. But last night, it was a playoff atmosphere type game at the Garden. Mm. And the Hawks were performing well. Right up until the point that Trae Young gets injured. Ankle injuries are always pesky, Mike, and LeBron James is still out after he got hurt against us, and they're talking about he may be out until the end of the season. We don't know. AD's on his way back. These injuries, even though Trey, I'm assuming Mike, is going to be back in the lineup here fairly quickly because, again, the x-ray was negative. He's going to get an MRI. Let's hope, knock wood, that everything's cool. But, you know, this could be one of those lingering things, and it just sucks because when he left, Mike, we were up 95-87 in that game last night.
Oh, and all the air went out of the bag. We talked about it a lot about the physicality in the East, and now we're saying that, I guess you could add the Knicks now to the better teams in the Eastern Conference because, and we'll talk about it, Julius Randle's been playing out of his mind for like the past 2 or 3 weeks, always has a big game against us, another 40-point effort. As we said, don't let him get 40 points, exactly what he did. But, Trey, he goes out, and now here we go again. And I said this, I was talking about it, I think I was talking to you earlier today. I guess now I understand why, in all honesty, John Collins went to GNC or whatever he got in trouble for. He's got to get bigger. He's getting pushed around again last night.
What you trying to say? I ain't got no beef on me?
No, I mean, is there any way we get Dwight Howard's shoulders on that cat? Now, John was having a good night and would have been part of a great story until Trey knocked out of the game when he rolled his ankle.
JC, 18 points. If you're talking about playoff basketball, I agree with you.
Physicality, right.
Because during the regular season, again, guys are able to do certain things that maybe, you know, in the playoffs I'm going to try to take away from you. But also, I got to be honest with you guys. We're 0-3 against the Knicks. Currently, we've moved back to the fifth spot in the Eastern Conference. Now, that can change day to day. We told you last night was a big game. They could lose a couple. We could win. It's not over. But if we got to play these guys in the playoffs, Mike, I don't like it. I'm serious. Mm-hmm. The matchup thing, and you're going to say, well, Dukes, we were up and we were winning. Yeah, until we weren't. And it wasn't like I was comfortable at all last night with how this game was going. We were giving up easy buckets. They were shooting the heck out of the three now. I give them credit. But, yeah, Mike, I mean, if you're going to talk about attacking the basket in length, whether it's the Nets or the Bucks or the 76ers with Embiid, Okay, yeah. How are we matching up? And my whole thing last night, I said it and I let it ride because I want to see how the game was going to play out. Who's got Randle? They should have came into the garden last night and said, who's picking him up? Can we double team? You guys want to criticize our former coach for not getting the ball out of guys' hands? Hello, Nate McMillan. I mean, seriously, that has nothing to do with Trey. I'm just saying from a defensive standpoint, can we get the ball out of the guy's hands that's killing us?
Right, and if nothing else, get a Kongu out there and get four quick fouls on him. I don't care. Do something.
Foul him out?
Yeah, he had 8 minutes. Get the big guy in there. Let him hang on him for a minute. I mean, I'm with you. And last night, another thing that really pissed me off, I mean, sorry, irked me last night, Bogey hits an unbelievable shot. Now, the Knicks may have had a chance to come and regroup, but if freaking Goodwin could hit both of his free throws. And I got to be honest with you, he hit the second one, but Brandon Goodwin literally looked like a guy in front of a firing squad when he was up there at the free throw line last night. If he hits both of his shots, who knows, Carl? We might the bogey shot could have been the game winner. We don't even go to overtime. Of course, they blew doors on us in OT.
That's right. Final score, 137-127. Bogey did his part, man. I mean, 20 points for him. Capella is Capella. Do we even have to say anything anymore? 25
Every night.
Points, 20 rebounds. 20 rebounds. I mean, we don't have to say anything. So I'm going to tell you guys that with Trey, I think this is a different outcome. He was flowing. He was playing well. Mm-hmm. And then the ankle injury happens. But it didn't play out that way. So now we're going to have to fight and scrap to get to this four spot, Mike, because the Knicks they're hot. I mean, they won 8 in a row now. They're feeling themselves. They might feel like, all right, we're a top four seed. And they probably do. We'll see.
Well, they're on a run. And by the way, I want to give a shout-out. We'll mention it later, but before I forget, shout-out to Clint Capella for, obviously he landed on the small of his back. He was in a lot of pain, toughs it out. Obviously, he's not a great free-throw shooter to begin with, but he stayed in the game to maintain eligible and then was able to try to grind it out. So I thought that was a gritty effort because you know that dude wasn't right after he landed like that.
No doubt, man. 404-741-0929. Plenty of Hawks conversation today as well, guys. We talked about this with Coach Pierce, okay? And there are moments, all right, and I've said this about Nate. I want to see where this goes. But there are moments where you go, all right, he's not beating us. And last night was one of those moments for me, and it never took place in the game. It was kind of like, we'll switch up. We'll run this guy at him. Sometimes you just got to, hey, let those other guys shoot the three, and if they beat us, so be it. But Randle has killed us every stinking time we played him.
Hey, by the way, I found out who JT Wilson is, that mystery quarterback I was looking at.
Who's that, bro?
Apparently, he was a guy that won a Nobel Prize for theory and plate tectonics.
Will there
be a tectonic plate shift with the Falcons draft?
Hey, man, we were worried about some of these guys taking the next step. Last night, a guy did. We'll explain next. It is Dukes and Bell coming up in less than 20 minutes. We're going to talk to Miles Robinson from Atlanta United as they get ready for the first match at Mercedes-Benz against Chicago Fire this weekend. We have been saying since the end of last year when we saw all these young pitchers for the Braves, how can they build on it? It was one of the things that I talked a lot about this offseason was, you know, not only guys like Acuna taking the next step, which he really has, but the pitching, Mike, you know, and what's going to happen with Freed and Anderson and can they build on last year? Well, Ian Anderson looked like he's building on it, Mike. Last night was a great start for him.
Everything looked good. Changeup looked great and had the Yankees basically screw themselves into the ground, flailing at it. And how much fun is that, by the way, watching all that money just go down the drain? But, Ian Anderson was money. Only situation he couldn't get out of was the last inning. I like the fact that Snicker gave him every opportunity to get out of that. But the two-out walk, that kind of gets you a little sideways. But he was still able to do a fantastic job. And, like the Braves. Minter, I think there were a lot of folks, little tight sphincters when Minter came out. But, he did get the job done. And also, I don't know, is this the way it's just going to be with Will Smith? That it's always, I don't want it to be like the closer version of, number 77.
I don't know. I mean, I
tough night last night, cold night, windy night, but I mean, it's a little Luke Jackson in that guy last night. Had us all a little nervous.
I want to say no, but, you know, I do think maybe the weather played a little role in that. It was chilly. As a matter of fact, Anderson said, you know, because he's from New York area, obviously upstate, but he was like, listen, I'm used to pitching in the cold. I didn't have any problems with that. So if you missed it last night for whatever reason, Braves do win. They split that quick series with the Yankees. But I always say, pitching's your momentum, man. And if you get a good start, it gives you a chance. No Acuna in the lineup, Mike. We found ways to get runs, even an attempt to manufacture runs from Brian Snicker. But he had all his pitches working last night. You know, 1-2-3, his fastball had total command. So you look at the numbers and you go, wow, last time he faced the Yankees, we might have forgotten this. He made his debut in New York in August of 2020. And then last night he goes back and pitches 6 2/3, you know, innings and was just great. So this is what we need, Mike. We need Ian Anderson. We still haven't seen Soroka. We need Freed to come back off the IL and be great and get this rotation going. We got a great start from Morton the other night, and we wasted it. That's what's got to happen if this team's going to get going. And then the offense will click in. What did you think about Austin Riley last night?
Yeah, man. Look, you know, again, that it's funny. You and I were joking around in the last half of the show yesterday about how ridiculous Yankee Stadium is. That ball that Austin Riley hit is an out in every other major league ballpark.
Yes.
And you can look it up. They talked about it last night. But who cares? You know, that's the them problem. The fact they got guys the size of Stanton and that other doofus, that big dupe, that Judge guy. They can't decide to go opposite field. I'm sorry. I digress. Yes, it was a good job by Austin Riley. He needs to do more of this. He's up to 250, and he's contributing. And again, big RBI, big moment. They needed some breathing room last night.
All right, guys, it's Dukes and Bell. Find us all over the place, man. We're on the gram at Dukes and Bell 929. Follow us on Twitter. Follow the station on Facebook. And make sure you hit us up on our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Chris behind the glass, our engineer, Bo Morgan, executive producing, Miles Robinson on the way. Let's hit some headlines.
Strap in, youngins.
Hitting the headlines with Dukes and Bell.
All right, let's start with the Hawks last night. Tough overtime L. Only way to put it. And, you know, how's this going to affect the playoff standings? Well, it already has, but is it going to hurt us moving forward now that Trey may miss potentially Friday? Friday is a big game too, Mike. The Heat?
That's just it. The Heat, I mean, you got all these teams that are sort of on the come now. We were waiting to see when the Heat were going to get rolling to get, you know, obviously move up in the East. The Knicks have really figured things out. They play shutdown defense, and I think the Heat are starting to get in their stride as well. That's a physical team you got to handle.
Yeah, and for guys who hit me up, Dukes, I don't know what you're tripping about. The trade thing, it's not going to be that serious. He knows how big last night was. He wouldn't have left right. The game last
I mean,
night.
Do you guys really want to be in the play-in game, or you want to be in four? I would prefer the fourth seed if I have my choice, right?
No doubt. All right, let's hear from our coach, Nate McMillan, talking about the game last night and in its intensity.
You know, we just have to take what happens, you know, whether it helps us. We've been playing with a number, you know, guys having to step in and play for guys who've been injured. You know, Trey was out just a couple weeks ago, and BG had to step in and fill in at that starting position, did a good job for us. You know, whether that will help us down the stretch, I don't know. You know, this is really a tough time to have injuries, but it's what we have to deal with. You know, we have to get some rest, heal up, and get ourselves ready for Miami.
Miami's won 3 in a row, as we said going into it last night. The Knicks have now won 8 in a row. They are red hot, hottest team in the NBA, which is crazy, considering where, you know, we thought the Knicks were going to be at some point this year. So, yeah, I mean, the injuries, it's just we can't get out of our own way, Carl. Just when you think we're coming out of the woods. And, boy, we can't wait. I mean, DeAndre Hunter, Cam Reddish, get those guys back. Certainly DeAndre Hunter. But, yeah, I mean, you can't poo-poo Trey. Trey is the reason he's out. You lost last night.
Nate McMillan talked about what happened with the team once Trey left the floor.
You would be missing a big part of the team, you know, with the things that, you know, he's averaging 34, 35 minutes. You know, double-double in scoring and assists. You know, does a lot of creating, scoring for us. So you would be missing a big part of who we are.
All right. Keep our fingers crossed. Hopefully he's going to be fine. Hopefully he plays Friday. We'll see. Brian Snicker, listen, we've been struggling with the offense. We've been struggling with putting up the kind of numbers that we think we can. We should be scoring 4 or 5 runs consistently with the offense we have. But Snit said, listen, there are signs of life from some of the guys in this lineup, including Austin Riley.
Yeah, no, he's hit some balls good, and, you know, he has some good walks today. And then, you know, to get that, bust that home run egg has got to make him feel really good. So hopefully that's the start of something really good for Austin.
Is that the way he wanted to phrase that? Really?
Busted the home run egg. All right. That sounds, you know what that sounds like? That sounds like some stupid Jim Rome would say. Oh, that is great. Austin Riley, much maligned, breaks the home run egg. in the Bronx. The fact
home run egg.
Yeah, the fact choice of words, man.
That ball does not even get to the warning track in any other park, but he breaks the home run egg in the Bronx. That is great. Wreck him.
So let's hope Austin Riley can continue to do that, guys. Braves off today. They are back at it tomorrow. Series against the D-backs at Truist Park.
I don't know. I mean, maybe.
Maybe he did. Maybe he did.
When's the last time we saw Arizona, by the way? It's been like 3 years since we saw these guys.
Oh, I know. It seems like forever, man. I mean, interleague, this is a whole different conversation, but interleague play has run its course, right? We don't need it, right? Do we need it still? Mm. Do we still need it?
No, I mean, but in the case, I'd like to see the teams in the National League, but, Madison Bumgarner, the guy that you and I talked about before, some guys are saying, stupid, no interest. Well, see what he does for them. But you were waiting to see on Soroka, and we'll talk more about it later, but there's an article in the AJC where it makes it sound like it ain't going to be anytime soon for Mike Soroka to return.
And I'm telling you, I said mid-May. I'm hoping for mid-May. It may not be.
Well, I mean, Snicker yesterday, I don't know if we have the audio of that, Chris, but he said he's so far away, it's not even relevant right now. That's Nick Snicker's words about Mike Soroka. So, yikes, And, I mean, Inoa got roughed up the last time. I still trust Bryce Wilson. I trust Ian Anderson. I don't trust Kyle Wright as much, but they're going to have to do it.
It's Dukes and Bell, guys. Miles Robinson on the way. As we talk about the NFL, we're going to get to the full NFL blitz coming up. But, Mike, rule changes by the competition committee. Now, Rich McKay was on our radio station earlier. We're going to let you hear a little bit of that coming up next hour and have him kind of explain some of the things that he talked to John freaking Hugh Douglas about this morning. That's coming your way at 3:20. But, some of the things, and again, we'll dive in deeper here in about 30 minutes. But, you talk about approved a relaxation of rules for a numbers of the players that certain positions can wear, expanding the practice squads, running backs, wide receivers, tight ends, defensive backs, linebackers can all wear the numbers. Mike talked about that, the single numbers. That was a big deal because guys were going crazy yesterday.
Right.
But they did approve a one-year experiment in an attempt to make it easier to recover an onside kick. Now, this one's interesting to me. 2021, the receiving team on kickoffs will be limited to 9 players within 25 yards of the ball. Last season, teams recovered only 3 of the 67 onside kicks. That's the lowest total and recovery rate since 2001. So they're trying to raise the odds for the team that is trying to attempt an onside kick.
Maybe you shouldn't have gotten behind in the game, the other team. I don't know. I mean, there's two sides of that coin. Some team might have lost the lead, but another team couldn't. To me, it is what it is. If you
You got to bring up the Cowboy game?
If you can't handle your business in 60 minutes, I'm sorry. That's the best you're going to get from me is maybe 15% chance of getting the ball back. Sorry.
We'll see if it stays. They did approve it for 1 year, so it's one of those test runs, and we'll see. We'll get to some of this other stuff that they talked about, some of the stuff they tabled, and some of the stuff they probably should have done, but they didn't do. All right, coming up, Miles Robinson, guys. Atlanta United, Chicago Fire, Saturday. We're playing pretty well right now, and this guy's a big part of what's going on. Miles Robinson joins us next on Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game at Odyssey.com. Talking about the Braves, talking about the Hawks, talking about the draft with you here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And we're also talking about Hey Man Watermelon Lime, Mike. I just saw a post from Oconee, and we'll retweet this. Boy, they're filling up those cans. That's kind of cool. So the locations.
Selling a lot, man. Selling a lot.
The locations are out there. And again, if you can't find it, the beer of the summer. Then make sure you ask for it. Make sure that your package store gets it, and Georgia Crown will make it happen, guys. And again, if it's near you, you can look at the list, but we'll retweet this and let you check it out. Hey, lots going on today. We're going to talk to Miles Robinson here in just a sec, getting ready for Atlanta United this weekend. And I like the start. I mean, I do, Mike. We talk about where the Braves are. It's really early in the season. Hawks winding down their regular season with about 13 games to go. But where Atlanta United is right now after CONCACAF, and we'll see how far they go in that. But I like the way the team is playing now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, that there's something about
Way
they're playing.
I can't tell you, that it's going to be, exactly what we wanted. But it's not a knock on Frank DeBoer because, look, we were just, if the guy who's going to join us here in just a second, didn't get injured by playing for the U.S. men's national team beyond his control, we might have actually gone to another MLS championship game. But I love this style. I love the brand of play and creating more chances, holding the ball. Well, let's ask Miles. I think Miles is ready to rock. Miles Robinson joins us to check that. That's just Chris playing with his, I don't know what he's playing with. I heard background noise. Or Carl, what are you juggling? What's going on back
there? I'm stirring. Sorry.
No, I heard. I heard
stirring an unsweet tea right here,
Carl. I heard ambient noise. I thought our guest was ready, but getting back to it, and we'll ask Miles when he comes on. But you know, I'm excited about the style of play, and more importantly, Miles is part of that defense which hasn't given up a goal in 3 matches, and that's nothing to be sneezing at.
No, nothing to.
So you're not drinking? You just like drinking a regular beverage?
Yeah, this is unsweet. I'm bumping in everything. Unsweet tea. I put in one of those sweeteners. You know. Whatever, pick your choice, sweet and low, whatever, right? And right. So, yeah, I was just stirring it because I'm trying to cut down on the sugar, man.
I've been good. I worked from the office for a couple of days. Now Wi-Fi's back, and now I'm trying to resist the temptation to start pounding beers at like 2 o'clock. You know, I think try to be a bit of a professional. I'll wait till at least 5. It's about discipline.
I understand. You know, and I'll say this too: as it gets warmer, I mean, the weather today is perfect. Yesterday, excuse me, that wind was kicking, but as it gets warmer. You know, you have the urge, Mike. You have the urge to go get a beer.
You're able to fix yourself, man. Check yourself. I don't know what the pollen count is, but I feel like I'm eating pollen right now when I was outside. Let's see what we got today. Atlanta pollen's pretty high today. It's 13-10. Chris, is that bad?
I think so.
It's good, Mike.
We are in the moderate to high range for mold. Weeds are not bad. Grass is okay, but trees are bad. Trees are bad right now.
I didn't realize it till I went out and I was blowing, with the blower. I was cleaning some stuff off on the back, right. and I didn't realize because it looks fine. But then when you and you're blowing. And you see all that stuff in the air, and you're like,
I know.
That's when you realize it.
I'm telling you. Oh, by the way, we're waiting on Miles. I can throw this in there. I was going to save it for Guy Talk, but I'll mention because I do appreciate the guys who went on social media and they were offering Carl to find me an attorney to sue the homeowners association.
You know what? It shouldn't come to threats like
this. No, no threats were ever made. No, not by this party. But no, the good news is today we did get word that the Party Palace pergola has been approved and the entertainment wall with the TV you'll be able to see from the street. Is going to be allowed by the Homeowners Association. So I can sit outside and watch Falcons and United and Braves and Hawks and everything else outdoors while smoking a stogie.
Well, you'll be
really
protected
excited.
From all that pollen then, Mike, with your swanky backyard setup.
No. Again, see, if you don't know, a pergola is basically a roof without a roof on it. It's just a bunch of slats. And you know, women love this stuff. It serves no purpose unless you put like a sheet or something on top. It doesn't keep the rain out. But it's a nice architectural feature that we've added. But we did get the okay today. And again, there's some really good folks on the HOA. I think there's only one guy that was being the stickler.
All right, man. That's
the stickler.
That's good news. Let's talk to our man, Miles Robinson. It's been a minute. Miles, man, what's going on with you? How you doing today?
Hey, how are you guys? I'm good.
You missed it. We were talking all about how great we've been playing on defense before you came on. Dude, 3 shutouts or 3 score, you know, clean sheets, as you guys like to say. How you liking the new vibe with the team?
Obviously, we've gotten to a pretty good start defensively, but the season is definitely still early, so we just got to continue to improve. But I think we're doing pretty good so far.
What about this match last week? I mean, you know, I was telling friends like, yo, this was a good draw. Orlando's a better club than what they've been in the past. We still don't like them, but I mean, you got to respect it, right? And say, okay, fine. But that's how I viewed it. How did you view that match last week?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a tough fought match. It was very hot out there, very humid. It was the middle of the day. And playing a game like that in the heat, when you haven't had too many 90 minutes to prepare yourself physically, was tough. But the guys definitely pushed through, and it was a hard-fought draw for sure.
Yeah, man, we talked earlier as Miles Robinson, guys, joins us here from Atlanta United on the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. We haven't had a chance to talk to you in a minute. We joked around with everybody else. We talked to Emerson Hyman about a week and a half ago about, like, the match in Costa Rica. All of a sudden you look back, uh-oh, Brad got the red card. But, I mean, everybody just sort of is coming together with Gabriel Hense, and the CONCACAF wins were very impressive.
Definitely. We played 2 hard-fought games again in Costa Rica and 1 in Kennesaw, but... it's just about a matter of, getting used to playing with some of the guys around all of us and trying to, like, slowly get that gel or get that chemistry going. And I think it's coming slowly. But it's definitely been great so far under Gabby, and I'm excited to see what the future holds.
What's the difference, Miles, in your opinion, with Gabby and where we were? I mean, with coming off of last season, which obviously was a disappointment, but what's changed in your opinion?
I would think honestly the whole locker room is definitely bought in, and I think when we have all our guys bought in under, you know, one coach, we, you know, the sky's the limit, honestly, and we're just, you know, competing every day in training and trying to, you know, grow as a team and individually, and we have high hopes this season.
We do too. I mean, the style of play, and again, it's almost, and we joked around with Emerson, and you guys need like name tags. How quickly is this going to be a work in progress as everybody kind of gets on the same page with each other?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, MLS seasons are very long. A lot can happen. But it's just a matter of, you know, slowly growing with each other. And yeah, it's definitely going to be a work in progress, but it's a matter of, you know, focusing in every day in training. And learning from, you know, coach and from one another. And, just growing together, getting better every day.
It's Miles Robinson, guys, here on the WaitFor.com hotline. Atlanta's Ford dealer on Dukes and Bell. Match this Saturday against Chicago Fire. Before we ask you about the Fire, so you're a TV star now, huh? you're a big-time actor now, huh? If you guys haven't heard, I want you to explain, but you are now a part of a campaign for Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. What is this all about? And you're going to be on television in these campaigns. Go ahead with that.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I'm much of an actor. I tried my best. I don't know if Denzel would be proud or anything like that. But but it's a good campaign. I was definitely excited to be a part of it. Anything, you know, that goes along with a good cause like this with Children's Healthcare, I'd love to be a part of, and I'm glad they asked me to join their campaign.
Right, man. Don't forget, they can always edit that stuff out too, man. Don't be afraid to do multiple takes. You know, really let it flow. Get into your mood, man.
Yeah, I don't know if that's all for me, but maybe one day. I don't think so, though.
Carl, I mean, don't you think you can go method act here? You can help children. I mean, really lay it on thick, man. Go for it.
Yeah, I don't know about all that.
How long did it take you guys to shoot this thing? Did you have a lot of fun doing it?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, all those guys are fun. They definitely got me in the right spirit to, you know, go out there. But, yeah, it didn't take long, maybe two, three hours.
Miles, I'm watching this right now. You're showing off your ball skills. Grady Jarrett's in this spot, too. I see you working. You're showing off your skills, man.
Yeah, I'm trying. I don't know if there's anything to compare, like, you know, every day watching Barco, but maybe one day.
Right. I was going to say, but every now and again, you do get a chance. You know, we always love when to see the guys from the back line, Carl, get a chance to take part in penalty kicks and things like that. You got some offensive game, don't you?
Maybe in high school, but in the professional level, I'm not sure if I can compare to some of the guys we got up top.
Hey, by the way, you mentioned Joseph real quick. How does he look? I mean, I want to put words in your mouth. I think he's still coming along. He didn't look like he's yet to be 100%, but how's he look to you?
Yeah, I mean, I think coming off of a massive injury, it takes definitely time to get back to full strength mentally, physically, all that. But we're obviously all behind him, and so is, you know, the club and the whole staff. So just like our team, I think you just got to grow and keep getting, you know, better and improve day in, day out, and I think that'll happen.
Miles, what have you seen real quick before we let you go about Chicago? What are you expecting this weekend from them?
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely a good team. We've done, you know, some analysis on them so far. But, we're honestly just focusing in on ourselves and what we can do better from our last performance. And I think if we do that, it should be a good first home opener in the MLS for us.
I know you're a really young guy. I mean, everybody on the team, for the most part, with the exception of a few, are younger guys. Is Barco taking more leadership? Is Barco going to be more of the guy stirring the drink this year that we've been waiting for?
I mean, he obviously has tremendous talent, and all of us, you know, have so much support and, you know, confidence in him. It's just a matter of, you know, getting those games in, and I definitely, you know, expect some big things, but I hope he expects some big things from me as well. You know, I think we all have to put some pressure, not pressure, but, you know, some type of characteristics, I don't know, on each other.
Right.
Miles, good luck on Saturday. We'll be watching, cheering you guys on, man, and let's keep this thing going. A lot of positive vibes right now, as you said, with the way this momentum and the club is playing right now. Miles Robinson, good luck. We'll talk to you soon, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Cheers, brother.
All right, man. More to come, guys. We got to get into the NFL Blitz. We're going to talk about what Rich McKay had to say to our morning show. The draft is looming.
I'm going to tell you my plan at 5, pal.
I can't wait. I can't wait, Chris.
For the Falcons, that is, yeah.
I can't wait. I say that because, Chris, you got to record that. All right, man.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.